Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
UConn wins another NCAA championship.
The confetti, the trophy, number six, baby!
Shooting at a Las Vegas law firm.
This happening at a custody deposition.
Sentencing day for parents of Michigan school shooter.
They face as much as 15 years in prison.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick with a CBS World News Roundup. The UConn Huskies have beaten Purdue in the championship 75-60, and they made history winning it all for the second year in a row. Head coach Dan Hurley on TBS.
UConn's been running for the last 25, 30 years. UConn's been running college basketball.
CBS's Nate Burleson is in Glendale, Arizona, where we spoke to the team.
Everybody assumed that UConn would get this far, but it's one thing to bring it home. How do you feel right now?
I feel great. You know, there's nothing better than having no regrets. He really worked really hard for this, and just to get it done, man, it means a lot.
For Coach Dan Hurley, it's an entrance into the pantheon of college coaches whose lessons go far beyond X's and O's.
How special is this for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, I mean, you could see just how deep the relationships are between all of us, the coaches, the players, and how hard we fight for each other. The character they've built, the work ethic, the competitiveness, the ability to sacrifice. These are all skills that they'll take with them the rest of their lives.
There was a vigil last night in Baltimore for the six construction workers killed in the bridge collapse there. Christina Mendez reports.
I think it's really important for us to acknowledge that they did a lot for the city and that we are all proud of them.
During a vigil Monday evening, Father Akko Walker of Sacred Heart honored their lives cut so suddenly and short through prayer.
Our prayer service to reach out and to be bridges of love and hope for these families that are suffering at this time.
By the glow of candles, a half-mile walk near the church in Highland Town followed. Along the way, six stops were made to pay respects for each life lost.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is going through with his pledge to invade southern Gaza in Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are seeking refuge. Netanyahu says a date has been set, despite growing international pressure.
The situation in Gaza is an utter catastrophe.
New Zealand's Foreign Minister Winston Peters at the UN.
Warning rings in our ears that famine in Gaza is imminent.
The Palestinian death toll, according to Gaza's health ministry, has now surpassed 33,000. British Foreign Minister David Cameron is in the U.S. He'll meet today with Secretary of State Antony Blinken to discuss aid to Ukraine and the war in Gaza. There's a new development in Donald Trump's federal election interference case. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has that.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court to reject Trump's sweeping presidential claims of immunity, saying Trump's position has no grounding in the Constitution. In a filing Monday, Smith and his team argued that even if the High Court were to find that former presidents are entitled to some form of immunity for official acts, Trump's actions were private conduct carried out to remain in power. The justices are going to hear arguments in this case on April 25th, with a decision expected by July.
A shooting in a Las Vegas law office building yesterday left three people dead, including the gunman. It happened during a custody deposition. Police Lieutenant Jason Johansson.
Into the deposition, approximately 3 to 4 minutes, the suspect stood up and began opening fire on the two victims across the table from him.
The suspect was believed to be the ex-father-in-law of one of the victims. She was seeking full custody of her children.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
It was a sky show event that captivated millions of Americans. Yesterday's solar eclipse in Indianapolis.
I cried. Yeah, it was definitely tear worthy, once in a lifetime. I don't want to wait another 20 years for it to happen again.
Here's our Matt Piper.
Excitement all over the U.S. from Ohio.
It's really exciting, and I'm happy we get to do it together.
To Niagara Falls.
Just seeing how it got dark, that was an experience that, you know, it's like unforgettable.
To New Hampshire.
You could see stars in the sky.
The crowds almost sounded like they were at a sporting event. The next total solar eclipses in North America are not anticipated until 2044 and 2045.
Parts of Texas got a bit of a view before severe weather moved in. In North Texas, there were severe thunderstorm warnings and hail. For the 10th consecutive month, there is a new heat record. Both air and sea temperatures hit an all-time high for the month of March. Samantha Burgess is deputy director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service.
We can say with some confidence that the period that we're living through right now is the warmest that humanity has faced in the last 100,000 years or so.
Since last June, the globe has broken heat records each month. Scientists say it's due to a combination of a strong El Nino and man-made causes. The parents of a Michigan school shooter face sentencing today in suburban Detroit. James and Jennifer Crumley claim they didn't know their son was planning the shooting at Oxford High School in 2021. 4 students were killed. Charlie Langton reports.
The prosecutor is asking for the maximum possible sentence of 10 to 15 years in prison for the parents of the Oxford High School shooter, both parents convicted in separate trials of involuntary manslaughter, the first in the country where parents were criminally held responsible for a mass school shooting committed by their minor son. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
Prosecutors say the two failed to secure a gun at home and could have prevented the tragedy by removing their son from school that day. Someone has a ticket matching all 6 Powerball winning numbers in Saturday's drawing. The prize, $1.3 billion. That person has come forward in Oregon. It's not a cure, not even a treatment for long COVID, but British researchers say they've now uncovered a crucial clue about the condition. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
British scientists say they now have evidence of continuing inflammation in the blood of those living with long COVID. They found the presence of certain proteins increased the risk of specific symptoms, such as fatigue, in people sick enough to have needed hospital treatment. And that could help the understanding of this debilitating condition and how it may be treated someday. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Office gossip is unavoidable, but can it be good for your work relationships? CBS News reporter Cooper Lawrence has more.
When researchers took a deep dive into office gossip, they found something surprising. While it's usually frowned upon and seen as a surefire way to make enemies, their study found that gossip can bond coworkers. Even more alarming was that negative gossip has a stronger way of building friendships than positive gossip. They say it's because saying negative things can be pro-social. It warns others, ultimately benefiting them, and if accurate, makes the gossiper seem more trustworthy.
The federal program that helps pay for groceries for millions of low-income mothers and their kids wants them to eat more fruits and vegetables, as well as providing a wider choice of foods from different cultures. They're extending COVID-era cash vouchers for those items and reducing payouts for things like juice. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy Egg.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.